What up, loungers? What's happening? So, what's the deal? What's going on? Here's the deal. I've been working behind the scenes, trying to get some things off the ground, and you might actually be able to watch this episode on YouTube. So, I know those who are watching on YouTube are like, I am watching on YouTube. I get it. I'm doing both audios at the same time, so some things are going to overlap. That's just the way it's going to be. So, deal with it, right? Anyhow, we're going to do some things. I'm hoping to get the YouTube channel going. I'm hoping to make it a little bit more entertaining for you. And part of that is going to be some, I don't really want to call them reaction videos, but they kind of are. And so I just want to do it, though, from an EMT or EMS firefighter standpoint. And we're going to talk about some of the injuries and things like that. Also, some of the things I want to go over is I want to do code 3 runs, and then I'm going to critique them. And it's not in, meant to be in any type of disrespect to the drivers. I want to use it more for a learning tool, but also just for people who aren't in the industry. If they catch my channel, they're going to be able to see what we talk about, the things we do, our policies, our procedures. And I know they're going to be different than everybody else's, and everybody has their own policies and procedures, and that's fine. But I'm coming from a point of view of many, many years in very high call volume areas, heavy traffic. You guys know where I've worked. If you haven't, I've worked in East LA, South Central, in Huntington Park, things of that nature. And so we're a very busy system. We run a lot of calls. I spent 4 years and I didn't get in an accident while running code 3. So I think I have a little bit of knowledge on the subject, and so I'm just going to chime in on some videos. If you guys have videos you want to see, send them to me, send me the link, and we'll go through them together on the channel. So that's what I have working for you. Hopefully it happens, but let's get into today's episode of the podcast, and that's going to be responsibilities. Recently I was driving, and I heard a commercial come on the radio, and the commercial stated that students are having trouble making a decision of whether to stay in school or put food on the table. That's not rocket science, people. You got to eat. So it got me thinking. I started wondering, all right, what's the deal here? Like, why is this such a tough decision for people? It shouldn't be. It's a pretty simple one. You got to eat, right? So I did some research, you know me, numbers, going through this and that. And so I looked up some things about degrees and careers and things like that. It's short. It's not really in depth. And I barely scratched the surface, but just quick Googles. And I found some of this information. Take it for what it's worth. I do cite who I got the info from, though. And so first and foremost, responsibilities. Responsibility is defined as something for which one is responsible, a duty, obligation, or a burden. This is not a decision, a tough decision. Does it suck? Yes. Absolutely, it sucks. But it's an easy decision, right? And so, I did some research and I found CBS News wrote an article in December of 2023. And it said, the share of jobs on hiring platform ZipRecruiter that listed a bachelor's degree as a requirement dropped to 14.5% from 18% in 2022. So nearly 4% drop in who wants a bachelor's degree. And that's jobs. That's not necessarily companies, but that's per job, right? And then additionally, 45% of employers surveyed by the firm said that they had done away with degree requirements for certain roles over the past year. 72% of firms said that they prioritize candidate skills and experience over the diplomas they hold, according to ZipRecruiter. So 45% said they've done away with their degree requirements. You don't need a degree to make money. In fact, I know multiple people in my family who have degrees that don't make as much as me, or they make equal to. Maybe they make a little more. And they work twice as hard as I do. Okay? And me? Barely graduated high school. Not because I'm dumb. Well, that's part of it. But realistically, I graduated with 2.0. I didn't go to school my last 2 years. I rarely went to class. I had a note in my file that I was allowed to miss, and I just didn't go. And nobody called home and said, hey, you've missed this many classes or what have you. And so I just didn't do the work. I wasn't there. But I graduated 2.0. I did a few fire classes to get into the fire academy. And other than that, I don't have much of an education other than life experience. And so I looked up average salary of a service advisor. That's for those of you who don't know a service advisor. When your car breaks, you take it to the dealership and the person that greets you and says, hi, what's wrong? You go, hey, my check engine light's on. He says, okay. And then after they look at your car, they call you up and they tell you about 10 million things you have wrong. And that's going to cost you another $10,000. So I did that job for many years and moved up eventually to be a manager. And so average salary of that is $52,982 per year currently in, I believe, California. And again, no education needed. Don't even need a high school diploma. You can do the job. And so just food for thought. I made almost $100,000 while I did that job, right? And so again, at the time I met my wife, we were dating, I was making nearly $100,000. I made more than, you know, a lot of people in her family and in most families, right? And this is back in 2004. And I believe statistically back then, it was like less than 2% of Americans made over $100,000. And so I was right there on the cusp of that. And I'm not floating my own boat. I'm using this for statistics and things like that. And just for people to understand that a degree is not necessary to make money. But really what it comes down to is your responsibilities and are you responsible enough? And I was talking to a restaurant owner the other day and he was telling me how he's got this employee who is always late. He forgets to put food away. He forgets to wrap food. He forgets to sweep or mop or whatever. And there's always an excuse, right? Oh, I forgot, or it's not listed on the job list of things to do and things like that. And he was on the brink of being fired. And I was just talking to the owner about it, and I was telling him how I hate excuses. Like, I'm not an excuses type of person. If I screwed up, I screwed up. I own it. Move on. Let's go, right? Take my licks, whatever the punishment is, and move on. And, you know, my biggest thing in talking about excuses, and this is what I'm saying, is excuses are like assholes. Everybody has one, and they all stink. Period, end of story. And when I was an advisor, actually, when I started managing stores, the one thing that I used to tell people was, if you're going to be late or you're going to be sick that day and not come in at all, call me as soon as you know. And from there, I want you to just tell me when you're coming in. So, boss, I'm late. I think I'll be in around 10 o'clock. Cool. Thanks for keeping me informed. That's all I need to know. I don't need to know about your personal life. And to be honest with you, like, does it matter? How many times can your plumbing back up? How many times is your dog going to get sick? How many times, you know, does your car not start? How many times do you forget to set your alarm? Like, there's so many excuses, and they're usually a lie. And so, again, I would just tell people, you're not coming in today? Cool. You're going to be in tomorrow? Great. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Hope you feel better. Move on. I get it. Life happens. Things happen. There's nothing we can do about that. And it should be expected, right? That's why you get sick days. That's why you have time off, et cetera, et cetera. But again, most of the time, excuses are lies. And I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Just tell me when you're coming in, right? That's all that matters. I had a guy one time, he was a body shop technician, and he didn't show up for work on a Monday. And it's funny because ironically, I think it was President's Day because I believe it was a Monday. He didn't show up. He didn't call. And it was technically a federal holiday. And when he comes in Tuesday, he comes in like nothing ever happened. Like, he wasn't supposed to be there on Monday. I call him in the office. I said to him, I go, where were you yesterday? He goes, well, what do you mean? Yesterday was a holiday. I said, no, not for us. We actually have to work. And that doesn't come from me. I would have given the guys a day off. I don't really care. Makes no difference to me. But he's like, well, we were supposed to have the day off. And I said, no, we didn't have the day off. We were supposed to be here and working. And he goes, oh, well, I had to go to immigration. I had an immigration issue I had to work on. My visa had an issue with it. I said, well, yesterday was a federal holiday. Immigration wasn't open. I went to LAX. I had to go to the airport to get it fixed. Hold on a sec. So I picked up the phone. I contacted immigration. They were closed. They had no idea what he was talking about. They were closed. He did not go to an immigration office. And I simply told him, I said, fine, if you went, they were open, show me your paperwork. You have to have some type of documentation that you were there. Did you get your problem fixed? Show me. What is it you had fixed? Show me what you had fixed. Your card, your visa? Let me see it. Give me your visa. Let me see the new one that you got issued. Oh, well, I didn't have, they couldn't issue me one right then. I was trying to get it fixed, but it didn't get fixed. I said, so you have nothing showing me proof you were there? No. It was a lie. Straight up, it was a lie. And I sent him home. I did try to fire him, to be honest with you, because I don't put up with that type of thing. I am a no excuse type of person. And you didn't show up, you didn't call, you're fired. That's just my personal opinion. And it wasn't his first offense. So it wasn't like this is the first and only time it happened. It happened multiple times. And so I was done with him. And anyways, I got overridden by the higher ups because we were short staffed. Whatever. It is what it is. Here's my thing. Look, I understand life happens, but you have responsibilities. Own them. Just own them. For those of you starting out in the workforce and you're in EMS and you're like, man, I got to get off work early. Don't expect to get off work early. Ask any one of us who's been around in EMS for a long time, and we know that you don't make plans for after work because your plans are going to get ruined. I promise. It happens all the time. All the time. On a side note, talking about responsibilities, I saw a video the other day on Instagram. Might have been a YouTube short. I don't remember which. It was a young lady eating dinner at a restaurant. And apparently it was a fine dining restaurant, pretty nice upscale, I believe. And she put her phone down in front of her to record herself while she was eating, whatever, maybe she's doing reviews, I don't know. But one of the staff members came up and asked her, hey, are you recording? And she says, yeah. And he goes, well, we have a no recording policy here. And she goes, it's okay. It's okay. I'm a YouTuber. That's your best excuse? That's the reason you get to videos because you're a YouTuber? Yeah, they don't care. Listen, it's their business. If they don't want you to record, you don't record. That's it. Be responsible for your own actions. Be responsible for what you're doing and what you're doing wrong. All she would have had to say was, oh, I forgot, or I didn't know, I'm sorry, and then stop it, or not, whatever. But be respectful to them, and that's part of being a responsible human being in life. Right. I know I'm kind of reaching on that one. I get that. But look, don't stop making excuses. Maybe that's what the title of this episode will be. It's just stop making excuses. They don't matter. Nobody cares. Your grandma can only die twice. Really, she can only die once, but you have two, so you get two. Right? It's like there's a running joke. Whenever you start a new job, it's good thing is you have two grandparents again. Because then you get to use it for bereavement. Responsibilities. Just own them. That's all I'm saying. Just own them. Look, life is not going to be easy. And business owners don't care. Business owners, I'm going to tell you as a business owner myself, I don't care what my employees are going through. I don't. Do I feel bad? Sure. But it can't affect my business. My business has to continue so I can feed my family. Just like you have to go to work to feed your family. That's responsibilities. Someone dies, I'm sorry, here's 3 days, but I need you to come back to work. And I know 3 days is not enough, and there's a way to get more. Maybe we can go over that at a different time. But we'll give you some time off, handle your business, grief. But we, as a business, need to move on. That's called responsibilities. You, as a worker, have responsibilities to show up every day because people are relying on you. So for you newer kids coming up, you got to be to work on time. You've got to be there every day. You've got to be there when you say you do. Unless there is an extreme situation that doesn't allow you to be there. Mental health days, that seems to be a big thing. And what's funny and ironic is I used to take those way back in the early 2000s when I was working in the RV industry. I would just call and say, hey, man, I'm taking a mental health day. But it came out of my sick pay. So cool. They were okay with it. But if you continue to do that and you go past and beyond your sick days, that's on you. And now you run the risk of being fired. So use them wisely, be responsible, get help, whatever you need to do. But you gotta have backups. That's one thing about EMS and fire that we have is we always have backups to our backups, right? So if daycare is your issue, make sure you have a backup plan for daycare. If your alarm is an issue, set two of them, meaning one on your phone, go grab your laptop, go grab your tablet, whatever you got to do. Have somebody call you if you know they're awake. Listen, if I have an employee come to me and go, hey, dude, I'm having trouble getting up in the mornings. Can you do me a favor? Just give me a wake-up call. Sure. Not a problem, because I'm relying on you to come to work. I'll call you and wake you up. Set a second alarm. How many in EMS, how many alarms do you have set on your phone? Because I know right now I got about 15, right, just to get me up in the morning sometimes. It's rough. It's rough. So if you liked the video, see, here's the thing I didn't tell you who are listening to the podcast. I actually put this in video format, and we're going to upload it to YouTube. If you're watching this and you like it, please hit the subscribe and the like button. Turn on the bell notifications. And if you're listening, please head over to the YouTube channel. Click like and subscribe. And we'll try to do a bigger thing. Again, now that I think of it, maybe I did told you at the beginning. Maybe I did tell you. Man, I'm having trouble today. Man, I'm telling you, my ADHD ain't working. It's more like ADD, because I ain't got enough energy to be ADHD. Anyways, listen, leave a comment below. You can tell me how stupid I am, how fat I am, how ugly I am. I don't care. Whatever you want to do. Do me a favor. Just do that so it gets us in the algorithm. I really don't care. I just want to get this moving. I'd love to get this thing up to be monetized, at least, so that we can make some money so I can continue to bring you more content. And that's really it. I just want to do it to where I can make more content. So other than that, have a good one. And we will see you on the next one. Keep lounging.